cut your own meat or slice it off with a knife. Fry it like that. But they've got it ready to slice now, you buy it. You pay a whole lot more for it, and then you got it ready to slice.
Is that side of a hog called the middling?
Yeah, they call that middling meat. Yeah, belly part. Call it middling meat. Hog belly. I hear a lot of them want to season the beans with a piece of sow belly. Call it. put it in the beans or something.
You put any greens, maybe?
Yeah, whatever you got to cook, boil it, season it with that. Hog meat. But we don't use them. Seventh-day Adventists don't use hog meat.
How do you like your eggs fixed?
Well, I'd rather have mine just poached, like, to put on my grits. Or either I boil my egg and cut it up and put mayonnaise or something like that on it for breakfast. That's good. Toast me some bread then to go with it. And I use wheat bread. Wished I did have some whole wheat bread to use. But I use wheat bread, partly. If I can't get wheat bread, I get Roman meal, which is kind of a wheat otherwise.
What do you call the two parts of an egg? You got the
yolk and white. Yeah, yolk and white.
Now the yolk is, that's color, what color is it?
Yellow. Yeah.
I always get those confused.
Yeah. Now you take some eggs got two yolks. Double yolk. Them's big eggs. They are big ones. And that's the kind I buy most of the time, if I can buy them. So I just cook me one egg, but if I have to buy those little ones, I got double trouble. Wait now, I hope the store man don't hear me. If I buy the little egg, I have two to break if I get two yolks. I need enough for my meal.
Yes, sir.
But the big egg will give me a meal by itself. Boil it, fry it, or however I want to cook it. I tend to boil them. Easiest way. Told you I was lazy to start with.
When you used to eat bacon or some other kind of meat with your breakfast, did you ever like to eat this spicy hot meat for breakfast?
I never did care about too much spices in that line. I never did. I've eaten it, but I don't like it too well. Too well.
You could get it
such as ham and all that. I never did like too much spicy ham either when I eat hog meat like that. This lady brought the mail to me. She's the last one that ever gave me a piece of ham to eat.
Sure.
That's the last ham I ever eat in my life. This very lady brought it to me.
Did you like to eat that stuff that you could get in links or patties?
Sausage. Yeah, I was really a pig after weenies. Weenie sausage.
You don't eat that anymore, though?
I'd rather not. Keep it all out of my system. A hog meat is fine for some people, I reckon, but it's too rich anyway for people to eat. It is. It's just too rich. And they'll tell you that, they say. If you eat very much of it, it makes sense. It's just too rich a meat to eat. And we'd rather eat beef if we're going to eat meat, or fish, scale fish, or beef.
What did people call the man who sold meat and prepared it and all that?
Merchant. Come from the merchant house. All of this meat comes from the merchant house. Merchant.
You still have people like a butcher?
Oh, yeah. No, not around here. We don't have none right around us. But we got butchers far and near, you know. The butcher can send it to your home, and then we got a butcher here in the store to cut it up.